It is NBA All-Star Weekend, and it's in Toronto.
Wow. Oh,
Kenny the Jet Smith and his knees are on the phone.
Hey, listen, don't we all have knees?
Yeah, exactly, Kenny.
But yours,
them.
Kenny. Kenny, we all hurt for you, man.
For you when we see you walk, man.
Golly.
And I tell you, man, over the last years, it's getting better, man. I might make a comeback. I'm telling you. I've been working on them. I've been working.
You
How y'all doing up there, man? Everything good,
say it,
man?
Okay, Kenny.
Because when I'm up here, I'm getting this. I'm in Toronto right now. It's 1 degree. So you don't even put the S on it. It's 1 degree.
Yeah, right. Notice that,
the cold is good for your knees, huh? I hear you, man.
There you see, now you caught it. The cold is good
for the knees.
It's like an automatic ice pack all the time.
We see the athletes get into those ice baths and everything. Uh-huh. That's what you have constantly.
All they got to do is move to Toronto. They ain't got to do that.
You could have extended your career if you played for Toronto, huh?
Man, look, who you telling?
Who chooses where they play the NBA All-Star game, and who chose Toronto when you know it's going to be sub-zero?
Yeah. You know the crazy part about it. You know they're prepared for this. This is normal for them. So you know there's underground walkways. There's all kinds of things that are particular. You know, and you don't really stay out in there. No one does that long.
Yeah.
And except for yesterday, I did see a man walking around the street in shorts, which threw me off. That threw me totally off.
He had to be white. But, he was white.
Was it
white
a white
man?
Dude?
I don't know if he had any ethnic blood in him. I'm not sure. I'll just leave it at that. From the distance, that's all I can say.
Or it was so cold he had lost all coloring. Is that it?
Stay around and look. That's what it was.
But it's a great city, man. I love this. I mean, it's really
a great city. You're right.
It's like New York City, but just cleaner. And I'm from New York.
Right. And there are a lot of Jamaicans in Toronto. A lot of Jamaicans.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh. I haven't seen anybody outside of a ski mask, so it's hard to tell what nationality they are. I will tell you one thing. Racism here probably doesn't exist because everybody wears ski masks all day. You don't know who's who.
You got the Kenny Smith breakfast later this morning?
Yeah, I've got a busy day today. We got a breakfast around, big announcement. Kind of, guys, I'm starting a, company that really is going to match partnerships between players and athletes with brands that are up and coming. And, we're injecting not only equity into them, but just giving them a spokesperson at the same time. So guys who want to be involved in that kind of relationship and companies that need that to take them over the hump. Later on tonight, I have my annual 16th annual NBA All-Star Bash presented by JBL. So I'm just all over the place tonight, man, and having a lot of fun with it. Hosted by Charles. Charles is hosting my party tonight.
And your daughter's performing, huh?
But yeah, well, she keeps saying that my audience might not be her audience, but I'm going to get her up there and perform without question. Caleb Brianna, so she's going to perform.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Do it.
You said about a month ago that you didn't think that Kobe was going to retire. Do you still believe that?
Well, remember how many times, because we're old enough to know, Muhammad Ali and all the great Sugar Ray Leonard, all the great boxers. Remember all those guys who used to, even get it, Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
I'm retiring. I'm never coming back. 3 months later, I just got one more fight in me.
And you think he still has a fight in him?
I think that, the guy had, almost 30, 40 points the other night, a week ago. So here's a guy who could still score 40 points retiring. I just think the team around him isn't good enough, and that's making him retire more than anything. He'd be like Tim Duncan, still playing, if he had a better team.
Interesting. So this might not be his last go-around come Sunday, huh?
All right, you heard it
first.
This
might not be his next. We're going to have to do a second last go-around possibly. He's going to be waving to everybody in all cities all over again.
Kenny the Jet Smith, my man.
Keep up the great.